The conference will now begin.
Okay, welcome everybody. I have absolutely no idea if this is working, but it sounds like it's working. So, shukriya to everybody who's joined in or who will listen to any of the recordings during the day. It's a tremendous opportunity for me to learn and to teach specifically the Likutei Halachos, which is an amazing sefer. And it's a tremendous zechus, an opportunity that everybody has during the middle of the day to spend a few minutes in an avoda of ruchnius. And not just a mincha, but to spend time in the middle of one's day to learn Torah, to try to connect to Kodesh Baruch, which is that's what we're all to. And I want to just thank Sam Schertz, for arranging this whole thing. It's a big zechus for him. It should be a zechus for his hotel mishpacha. And with that, we'll begin. We're going to use this. This thought came to me a few weeks ago when I was by the BRI, the Breslov Research Institute, when they were opening up, or the Kramer was in, and Rebbe was around, and they announced and they printed the first copy of Likutei Halachos in English. And after learning Likutei Halachos a little bit, I'm not a bucky, but I've been involved with it for a little bit. It's an unbelievable, unbelievable work. Now that it's in English, it's become accessible. It's a difficult sefer. It's not an easy sefer. But it's an unbelievable, unbelievable type of limud that can connect us. It connects the nigla and the nistar in a way that really nobody else has done till today. This sefer was written, 200 years ago, and still nothing like this has been done in such a way. And it's apropos that we are learning a sefer from Rabbi Nachman, because if anybody knows a little bit of Rabbi Nachman, every minute he used for Avodas Hashem, he was a zarez ad ma'od. He wrote down everything that we have from Breslov, Likutei Maharan, and Shivcheran, and Sichasran, Likutei Tchilus, and he found time to write Likutei Halachos, and he learned Kol Torah Kul every year, and he printed the Sforim. It's not to be believed what he did. He spent every single second. So it's today that we spend a few moments every single day, or at least Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll see what happens, to spend a little time drinking from his Torah. So just in the beginning, I want to just for the first few days, I don't know how quick 10 minutes go, but for the first few days probably, just to read a little bit about the introduction portion that the BRI put into this sefer that they worked on. And I'll just skip around a little bit, today, of course, for everybody to try to read it themselves, but just skip around just to give us a little bit of a dhamma and to ease our way into the sefer. So right in the beginning, the publisher's preface, I'm just going to read it. This is in English. It's in the third paragraph here. It says, when Rav Nachman sent the first volume of Likutei Halachos to press, he said, I did not pen this work for those who did not concern themselves with the meaning of life. Such a person can be compared to an animal, eating, drinking, sleeping, and all the while oblivious to the well-being of his soul. This work, so all of us who are about to learn this line is for us. This work is meant for one who thinks about life's ultimate purpose, which we all do, Baruch Hashem, and has a deep yearning to serve Hashem, and therefore finds himself under attack from without and from within by enemies that would keep him from realizing his spiritual objective. Such a person will find strength and encouragement in my words. So obviously that applies to everybody who's listening in right now, that we want to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we want Eitzes to guide us in how we can fight against those evils and those klipas and those enemies that are within and without. So that's what the sefer is about. So anybody who's listening right now, clearly that paragraph is for them, and that's why we're here. So now we're going to skip to the about Likutei Halachos. Again, I'm skipping around over here, that they put in. It's on page XV, that's second 15. So here we go. On the third paragraph here, or the second paragraph, this is their explanation, explaining a little bit of what the sefer is. And then we'll get to either today or tomorrow, we'll get to Rabbi Nachman talking about his sefer himself. So this is BRI, this is Rabbi Kramer himself, maybe. I don't know, probably Rabbi Kramer. He explains, Likutei Halachos traverses all four sections of Shulchan Aruch, or Chaim, and Yoredeya, and Ibn Ezer, and Choshen Mishpat, and serves as the primary source for understanding Rabbi Nachman's lessons, right, the Torahs in Likutei Maran, and how to apply them practically. Breslov and Chassidim have always regarded Rabbi Nachman's discourses as the clearest lens through which to view the Rebbe's teachings in his Likutei Maran. anybody who has any shaykh has to look at him around, whether he appreciates it because Rebbe teaches it over, or because he learns it himself. The Likutei Halakhot is the next sefer that one must learn to be able to understand the Likutei Moharan properly, and to be able to take Rebbe Nachman's lessons and open them up in a way that only Rebbe Nachman can do, and then draw them into their heart. The next paragraph says, in style and content, Likutei Halakhot is a unique work. Rebbe Nachman deftly weaves together concepts from all branches of the Torah, on all four planes of Torah study, Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Sod. He was able to accomplish this because he possessed an encyclopedic knowledge of Torah literature, Tanakh, and Mishnah, Gemara, and Medrash, and Poskim, Kabbalah, and Chassidus. With this, Rebbe Nachman succeeded in connecting the soul of the Torah, the Neshama of the Torah Kedosh, its mystical dimension, to its body, to the Guf, its outer halachic and practical dimension. So Rebbe Nachman wrote this work. We said it combines the Nigla and the Nistar in an unbelievable way. It's a difficult sefer. It's not an easy sefer. And therefore, some people have opened it up and then quickly closed it. But Amir Hashem will be zocher to be able to open it up and for it to stay open, and will also then ultimately open us up. So let's continue. We're just moving quickly again to Hakdamas. So now we go to the Hakdamah. Rebbe Nachman himself wrote the Hakdamah to the sefer. So we're not going to read everything. Of course, one, it's Kedai, two, read the whole thing. But on page 5, again, of the sefer, anybody who doesn't know, we're using the Likutei Halakhot from BRI. It can be bought on the BRI website, or I'm sure Sam can let everybody know how that can be bought. So on page 5, Rebbe Nachman talks about this work himself, the work itself. He says the nature of this work and its format, as the reader will readily see on the bottom paragraph. The nature of this work and its format, as the reader will readily see, is based entirely on and follows the order of all the laws of the four parts of the Shulchan Aruch. This is what I was instructed to do directly by Rebbe Nachman himself, to ponder and study deeply each law, each halacha, until Hashem enlightens me with some new insight regarding it. Rebbe Nachman, we know, was very pro-learning Shulchan Aruch, and he wanted everybody to learn at least four halachas a day, but he wanted people to learn Shulchan Aruch every year, the entire, all of Shulchan Aruch every year he wanted people to learn. And Rebbe Nachman was one of those people who did it. Rebbe Nachman was a tremendous Talmid Chacham. He was a goyim, mamash goyim. He could have been a rav in any city, anywhere in the world, but he knew that there was also the neshama of the Torah, and that's why he connected to Rebbe Nachman. And he couldn't sleep. Everybody knows. Anybody who has any shaykhets or Rebbe Nachman knew that he couldn't sleep. He couldn't live really with himself as much as he knew all of Torah and everything. He couldn't live until he met Rebbe Nachman, who injected him with the soul, mamash the neshama, his own neshama, but the neshama of the Torah and the neshama of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The whole world is Panemius. And says Rebbe Nachman, and any insight that Hashem granted me is based entirely on the Hakdam, introductory principles and foundational concepts that I received from our holy and awesome Rebbe, and expounded in his holy works, Likutei Moharan. Rebbe Nachman calls every Torah of Rebbe Nachman a Hakdama. So anybody who's ever learned Likutei Moharan would not call the Torah Hakdamas. We would call them magnum opuses, if that could even be a plural. Every Torah is a whole thing of itself. But Rebbe Nachman understood that Rebbe Nachman was only teaching us like Aleph Beis. Every Torah of Rebbe Nachman is another piece of the puzzle. Torah Aleph is like an Aleph, and Torah Beis is like a Beis. Until you have all the osios, and then with those osios, a person can put them together to make words and sentences and paragraphs. But when a child is learning the Aleph Beis, it's just a Hakdamah. You tell the kiddush, you have to just learn the osios, even though it's difficult. But you need, how else are you going to daven? How else are you going to learn? How else are you going to speak Lashon Kodesh and write things? And just everything is based on the Hakdamah. So Likutei Moharan is the Hakdamah. Art Hakdamah. And as hard as that is to fathom, Rebbe Nachman would put all of that as an Aleph. Torah Aleph is just an Aleph, and Torah Beis is just really a Beis to be able to put together. And therefore, all of these Hakdamas that Rebbe Nachman taught is what Rebbe Nachman gleaned from. These introductory principles, he calls them, the foundational concepts. And he takes these Torahs. He takes, let's say, the first Torah we're going to learn is based on the Zama, Resh Pei Beis, the most famous of Rebbe Nachman's Torahs. And Rebbe Nachman, in the first halacha that we're going to learn, Mr. Shamsun, he takes the core Yesod of Rebbe Nachman and he draws it through Kol Torah Kulo. in such an unbelievable way, you don't know what to do with yourself, how he can do such a thing. But that's what he was able to do, and I see that the time is 1:25, so I want to try to keep this to the amount that is stated, and Ritz Hashem will continue tomorrow on this page 5. Everybody should have a great day. Welcome out.